The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
.841-1360-97.5 WTAQ News. Talk. Sports. All right, the Brewers lost their first series to the Cubbies in Chicago since, what, 2011? Was it something like that? It's now time to panic. They still, you know, Gomez didn't play, Ramirez didn't play. The offense is struggling rather mightily. I said this all along. The offense is going to have to score more runs, or they're not going to be title contenders. On the other hand, everyone in the NL Central continues to suck up the joint. They're still four games up on the Cardinals. They're not tanking in May the way they tanked May of last year. That's witnessed by the fact they've already won more games this May than they did all of last May. But they're struggling right now. You get through May at or about first place, it's all good. They're still 10 games over 500. But in the long haul, and it is a long haul in Major League Baseball, they're going to have to score more runs. It's just the way it is. I am aware of something. I am aware that in this segment, I have talked a lot about the downtown Green Bay Walmart dispute. I get that. Well, there were weeks, though, when we didn't talk about it at all. Then Walmart came up with their new proposal, and we started talking about it again. Council President Tom DeWayne proposed a committee meeting, an advisory committee that rarely meets, for tonight, and they're going to discuss it. Basically, what it's coming down to is they want Plan Commission to address this and not try to run out the clock before Walmart's current option will run out, and I still think they can extend that anyway. But I understand that I have discussed it a lot. I always try to bring the latest to it and not rehash the same territory or replow the same ground, if you will. If you follow this debate closely, you know the name Rhonda Sitnikau. Rhonda called the show one day, and no matter what I said, she threw the same empty arguments, because that's all she has. The local paper has given her some space to share these same empty arguments, and I want to share them with you. I know Rhonda listens. So, Rhonda, here we go. Guest commentary. City shouldn't settle for Walmart. Here we go again, Rhonda starts. Now, I know what Rhonda means by this, but I find it ironic how spot on that lead is, because these are the same old tired arguments. So in a very different context, I will read, here we go again. Now to Rhonda. Walmart is asking to amend our comprehensive plan for the downtown of Green Bay. This plan has taken years of professional research, consideration, and consultation. Also part of the formula was public input sessions and surveys via Authenticity. It's worth mentioning that this methodical attempt to make the city viable and economically successful cost $90,000. And thus far, Rhonda has produced squat. Now, back to her. One of the biggest arguments we've heard from Walmart is they will clean up. Now, here's what she's talking about. By the way, this is very poorly written. She assumes, and this is what a lot of people who argue with emotion and not facts, she assumes everyone who would read this is as familiar with the issues as she is, and she provides no background, no backstory at all. She's just spewing and venting, and she assumes everybody knows all of the backstory. What she's talking about when she says one of the biggest arguments we've heard from Walmart is they will clean up. Okay, if you don't know the intricacies of this, you don't know what the hell she's talking about. So I will aid her very poor writing and fill in the backstory here. Whenever there's an old industrial site, such as the Larson Green, that is going to be redeveloped, there are very costly cleanups attached. Any other developer that would want this property for development is going to expect help with the cleanup. Walmart is not. And by the way, it's not just the cleanup. Walmart isn't asking for any money. The estimates are for all of the seed money and everything else any other developer will want. It's going to be and the $3 million the city would be on the hook for, just for the cost of the property, somewhere between $10 and $13 million. I actually think that that's a little high, but it's somewhere in that ballpark. It's expensive. Cleaning up former industrial sites, very, very expensive. She tries to poo-poo this. The costs continue to climb, yet they've never put forth an actual document with proof of the numbers they claim. Rhonda, how much do you think it's going to cost? How much do you think cleanup of a former industrial site costs? It's clearly millions. There is no disputing that. How many millions is the only question. It's millions, however many it is, that Walmart is willing to pay. She goes on. We can assume this cost includes demolition of the remaining Larson Canning buildings. Both of these buildings were used for cold storage back in the 20s. They are made of reinforced concrete and brick, solid as it can get. The Third Ward in Milwaukee is an entire neighborhood of warehouses like this. This is where she begins to make the case for preservation of the Larson buildings, which, by the way, I'm not saying is necessarily a bad idea. I'm not saying that. She goes on. Anyone who has had the pleasure of spending time there, she's referring to Milwaukee's Third Ward, knows the amazing possibility that comes with structures of this kind. There are restaurants, retail stores, wine bars, art galleries, grocery stores, music venues, and an epic public market. The absurdity that we as a city would allow the demolition of these buildings when the rest of the country is rehabbing them is mind-boggling. No, only a simple mind would be boggled by this. There are no takers, Rhonda. They're just sitting there. The entity overseeing this decided to seriously entertain Walmart because nobody is giving this a serious look for the type of Milwaukee development to which you refer. It's not an either or. There is no such development anywhere in the even remote future, let alone the near future. Nobody is looking at those buildings. And if it's going to be developed, it's going to be because the city's going to foot the bill. They're not closing the door to other development. No one gave a whiff at it. She goes on. You don't have to look very far to see what is possible. Titletown's warehouse project. Why are we celebrating this development yet considering tanking the other two to accommodate one corporation? Again, because nobody is looking at those other two buildings. For Brent Weicker and Titletown, it was a perfect fit. Among the mixed use for which Titletown is looking at the building that they're looking at is production facility. The production of beer that they are going to do there, that building is a good fit. Then around that, they are building all of the other mixed use. Brent's there. Titletown is there. That's what my dad would call bleep house luck. It's a perfect storm. There is no Titletown next door to the other two buildings. And I'm going to repeat this theme because this is what she's missing because she wants to because she knows she doesn't have a coherent argument. There is nobody interested. You find somebody interested and then yes. Then you have a viable alternative to Walmart. And don't give me this crap, well, they didn't really try. Because that's not true. We know it's possible. It's happening a few feet away. Are we willing to stop the progress at Dousman and Broadway? What progress? See, this is the thing she just does not get through her thick skull. What progress are we stopping? By that, I mean this. What proposed progress are we stopping? None. She's living a pipe dream. Walmart's willing to come in, pay all of the costs, and even though she's not trying to downplay them, it's not just cleanup costs. There are varied other costs that would bring it into that $10 million to $13 million range, including assuming the $3 million that the city would otherwise have to assume. Nobody is even remotely considering what she's dreaming of here. Then she says, I've heard the argument Larson Green isn't even thought of as the downtown. Well, I would disagree with that. Although, as I said, in terms of fitting, it is on the far north end to where the actual Broadway District shops are. But even with the redesign, it fits in perfectly in terms of facade design. For some, this has become merely a transaction to unload some land. Walmart continues to say they are giving us what the city vision calls for. They are, especially with the redesign. How sustainable is a big box store these days? Online shopping has a life of its own. That's ridiculous. Give me examples of big box stores closing all over the country. They say that. I see no evidence of it. The Supercenter is a gamble in the fact that people's shopping habits have greatly changed. No, they haven't. Not for the things that you're talking about here. How many people order pants and shirts and underwear and other things like that online these days? Their research shows there's a retail market. Does she really think that Walmart is as ignorant of market research as she is? Does she really believe that? You don't think they've... Well, she does believe that. You're right, Jason. Yes, she does. The hell do you think they are so... Why do you think they're so persistent, Rhonda? Do you really think that they would push and push and push and push and push... Just two more. And push this store just to bleep you and the rest of the haters off? Really? They don't give a rat's butt about you. Here's what you have to understand. Whatever you think about Walmart, they don't think about you at all. They really don't in terms of your... Now, they care about the community, but in terms of your stupid arguments, they don't care at all. They are indifferent to you. They just want to make their point that they believe the store will be profitable and we want it there. Don't we as a city deserve the most sustainable and compatible retail model that jives with our downtown plan and gives assurance to the rest of the business community it surrounds? Walmart does that. How is nothing more sustainable than something? Walmart is something. There is nothing otherwise. Nothing. You make it sound as though there's this pipe dream out there, that there's this reality out there that's really your pipe dream, and the city's just saying no to it. We need to demand that our city leaders are doing their homework and they're not willing to settle for a dinosaur. Big boxes are not dinosaurs. There's no evidence of that. After all, Walmart has a mixed-use retail model they continuously refuse to propose in the form of a neighborhood market store. Why? Rhonda, why would they do that? Again, just to tick you off? No. Their research tells them for profitability, they need a store that size and that it will be a huge moneymaker. If they thought it was going to be gone in 5 years, they wouldn't do it. It just, again, shows the gross ignorance of how business works on her part and the part of the haters. The progress has been made in the last 10 years deserves a willing partner. Find one. Find one, Rhonda. Show me a partner that's willing to do anything there whose name isn't Jim Schmidt. Show me that. And then I'll agree with you. In terms of the preservation of the buildings, I'm not saying that's a bad idea. Rhonda, nobody wants to do it. How long should we let... You want to talk about a dinosaur? How long you want to let those sit empty before someone comes along? 10 years? 20 years? 30 years? No, but you don't believe that's going to happen because you believe Jim Schmidt will dump all sorts of public money into it to make it happen. And he likely would if he were allowed to get away with it, which would be obscene when you have a private developer willing to do this. These arguments were so empty, I'm not sure why I wasted this much time on it, but I did. Yes, I am indulging in schadenfreude and what's going on in the New York Times, and I will do so on the air coming up in the next hour. It's 8:56.